Beer is big business, and it's driving the hops industry in Michigan. As WKAR's Jim Peck reports, there's new life for a crop with some very old roots.
Sitting in a bar in Chicago, it's pretty easy to find yourself surrounded by the flavors of Michigan. It's in bottles, pints, coming out of taps.
As of this year, Two Hearted Ale will have our hops in it. A lot of the New Holland beers, Founders beers, and almost all of the microbreweries up around Traverse City area. So we're in a lot of different beers right now.
Dan Wiesen is the owner of Empire Hops, west of Traverse City, right on Lake Michigan. The hops he grows are a crucial component in some very popular beers. Dan says you can taste the difference, says he knows from experience, being a bit of a beer drinker himself.
Oh, yeah. Yes, very much so. There's a lot of variation in the hops. You know, the hops are for the beer what the grapes are for wine, that they give it that different, distinct flavor.
It's the taste, combined with a kind of gap in the Michigan agricultural industry, that's turned Michigan into the number four producer of hops in the country. Dan remembers when places in Michigan like Empire used to thrive on fruit crops, but he's watched their decline over the past 30 years. Hops are filling the void. Right now, he's got 30 full-time workers, and he expects it to be about 80 full-time jobs next year. That's big.
We're import-export as well.
The annual Michigan Hops and Barley Convention is held in Detroit in March. Dan's here, surrounded by farmers and producers who are breathing life into a piece of the industry that died out. Back in the 1800s, hops were booming in Michigan until disease wiped out the industry. Now there's a way to fight that disease. The hops business is again booming. This convention is the place to come for information and guidance. Dan Wiesen says they really need it.
We do. Very, very much so. They used to grow hops in Michigan in the mid-1800s, but then it got wiped out by downy mildew because they didn't have the sprays that we have today. So we started in 08, but there's nobody here that knows how to grow them. So we were all starting from scratch and, you know, whatever we read online, but like I said, it doesn't translate exactly, and we had no mentors like you would, say, the apple cherry industry for, you know, fathers, grandfathers teaching you how to do this kind of stuff.
Rob Serene from Michigan State University is here, too. He's a senior extension educator with MSU. He works closely with growers like Dan.
We come at it from an agriculture perspective, and you know, our whole goal is to help producers in Michigan become economically viable. So economic, rural and regional economic development is kind of where we're coming from.
The craft beer explosion is driving a lot of the thirst for more and different varieties of hops. For MSU's Rob Serene, that means a term familiar to the wine industry, terroir.
Terroir, yeah. Yeah, so if you grow, Barth Haas Group has done studies, if you grow a Cascade hop in Australia, in Yakima Valley, and in Germany, you're going to get different flavor profiles from the exact same hop, depending upon where it's grown. So there is an aspect of that, and I think the brewers are interested in that as well.
And that brings us back to Chicago. Another bar, the suds flowing freely. Rob Serene wants you to know that a vital part of the beer boom is buying local. And in the beer world, local is used a little bit liberally.
Even in Chicago, there's so many different people there from Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, so they consider Michigan agricultural products, for the most part, as a local product.
For Dan Wiesen, that's good news. Good for him, good for business, good for Michigan. He says he expects some ups and downs, like any industry.
But I think it's here to stay for sure.
For WKAR, I'm Jim Peck.